Hello, sacred beings. Welcome to Sacred Sister Podcast. Join us as we normalize the magic and sacralize the mundane.
Expanding consciousness and deepening awareness to support you in leading a life full of healing, meaning, and magic.
I'm your host, Britt Lynn, energetic cartographer and personal transformation coach.
I'm your host, Tana Lina, a certified astrologer, rebirth coach, and sorceress.
If you're brand new here, welcome, beloved. We are so grateful, so happy to have you here. If you're a seasoned sacred being, welcome back. Thank you so much for your support, for your listenership, and we look forward to seeing you in the show.
Let's dive in. Hello, sacred beings, and welcome to a new episode here on Sacred Sister Podcast. Today, this is a solo episode with your host, Hannalina Christensen. That's me. And today we're going to be diving into a topic that I actually never talked about. And I'm so surprised that I've never talked about that. And, you know, do you know these times where you feel like, oh, it's obvious? I don't even have to say anything because everybody knows. And then you get asked that question. In my case, a client of mine asked me that question. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's not obvious for everyone. And I want to talk about this and share more about it because it is such a life-transforming tool that every single time when I do my sessions with my clients, there are so many aha moments and revelations and just like big puzzle pieces that are finally landing in the right spot and everything makes sense. You might already guess what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, astrology. And today in particular, we're talking about five things that happen when you are aligned with your natal chart. And so the way that I approach astrology is that I look at my client's natal chart and I see the highest potential. I see the mission that the soul has chosen for this lifetime. And I also see the challenges. And I see how these challenges can be used as fuel to manifest my client's desires in co-creation with cosmos. And this is truly how I see astrology. It's all about co-creation with the divine, with cosmos. We are not the highest being. In this 3D realm that we're incarnated, we are human beings. And there is a limit to what we can achieve on our own. And when we are in co-creation, in collaboration with other higher beings, with highest forces, with cosmos, with universe, with the divine, that's when our free will merges with our soul's destiny. And this is truly where the deepest medicine can be found for life and the deepest joy and bliss and impact that we're making in our lifetime. And so when I look at the natal chart, I see these different pieces in there that might be a little challenging. Or a lot. And for me, it's never about, okay, you are destined to be challenged in relationships, or there's a wound in your creativity and this sticks with you for the rest of your life, and that's just what it is. I believe in the power of alchemy. I believe in the power of free will. I believe in our own magic. And we have the power to use the resources that we've come here into this lifetime. We have the power to use those for our highest good. We have the choice. And so if I have Saturn in the seventh house, doesn't mean that all my one-on-one relationships are going to suck for the rest of my life. It means that I need to be aware, how can I work with Saturn in the seventh house? And how can I not compare myself to others who have Jupiter in the seventh house, for example? It's a whole different energy to it. So that leads me to the very first thing that happens when we are aligning ourselves with our natal chart. And that is radical self-acceptance. Radical self-acceptance. Because when you know who you are at the core of your being, when you know your code, the code from source, your source code, this is why I named my business Source Code. When you know your inner coding, then you know how to work with it. You know it. It's one thing to have the awareness of your code. It's the other thing, and this is what I teach my clients, how to work with your code so that you can actually be in alignment with your code. And when that happens, you understand yourself on a deeper level and fully accept who you are, light and shadow. And you're not trying to compare yourself to others anymore. You're not trying to be like, oh, this person is doing it that way, I should be doing that way too. No, you can look into your code and be like, you know what, that's actually not the path for me. And intuitively, you knew that. But sometimes our mind can come in and trick us, make us feel like it should be a different way, it should be looking differently, or I should get rid of this mindset of mine. When we realize, ooh, that's actually part of my story, that's actually part of my natal chart. Now, I don't need to get rid of that, but how can I shift the perspective into an empowered position? And that's really the goal. This is my goal as an astrologer, to help you feel empowered when you look at your chart, to feel that you have the choice on how you work with this code. Yes, there are certain pieces that are destined. There are certain pieces that are happening beyond your control. There are certain pieces that you've come into this lifetime with that are challenging for you more so than for other people. You are not all starting out equally. And I think that's a big piece to understand. We're not all starting out equally. We are being blessed in different areas in our lives, each one of us. And we are limited in different areas in our lives, each one of us. And we are wounded in different areas of our life. And we have incredible gifts and medicine in certain areas of our life, each one of us. And each one of us has a purpose and mission that we've come here to experience as a soul in this lifetime. Which leads me to number two. Mission. And living on purpose. The second thing that happens when you're in alignment with your natal chart, you understand that you haven't just incarnated here randomly. That this just doesn't just happen. accidentally. Even though your parents may not have planned consciously that they give birth to you on that day, but there was a bigger play at, there was a bigger power at play. And when you understand what your mission is, and this is beyond purpose, this is beyond something that you need to do in life, like this is beyond your profession or beyond a milestone that you need to reach. Our mission is an experience, something that our soul came here to experience. I actually have a episode on the soul purpose. What is your soul purpose? I want to say it's called the North Node, where I talk deeper into that aspect in our natal chart. But truly, it is a combination of it all. And when we know that mission, we feel on purpose. We have a deeper understanding of why certain things are happening in our lives. It makes sense because they are bringing us closer to our soul mission. They are bringing us, they are guiding us along our soul path, because our soul mission is not a destination. It's a journey. It's a journey that we're walking on as souls, and we can choose how deep we want to be rooted in our mission, how deep we want to go. We can stay surface level through the rest of this lifetime. Nobody's going to get mad at us. Like, you can totally be surface level. But I know that if you're listening to Sacred Sister podcast, you're bored of surface. You want to go deep, and you want to have a experience of life that is meaningful and magical and beyond the norm. And you have the power to create that. And especially when you are aware and aligned with your natal chart and you know why you've incarnated. This takes me to number three, deeper relationships. Another thing that happens when you are in alignment with your chart, you have deeper relationships with the people in your life. Each person is representative of a planet in your natal chart. And you're going to start noticing how your mom fits perfectly into your moon, how your dad fits into your sun, how your, and Saturn too, how your relationship to your siblings is Mercury, how your relationship with your masculine partner is in the Mars placement, how the relationship is with your feminine partners is in the Venus placement, and so on. You're going to start noticing how different people are representative of different planets in your chart. And basically, your natal chart shows the theater play or the movie of your life. Life's a stage, and each must play a part. Yeah, the song from Elvis Presley. And it truly is that way. When we look at life as a movie and we see it, we see the screenplay as we look at the natal chart. We see the screenplay and you see the different characters in the screenplay and you understand, oh my gosh, this relationship that I had with this person that may have been triggering as fuck was exactly what I needed, because it's activating this part in my chart that I needed to fully and reclaim and step more into. And then other people that we have in our lives are activating certain parts. Like, for example, with my mentor, Shoshana Raven, who we interviewed in the beginning of the season, when I invested in her mentorship, our natal charts merged, our codes merged, and her Chiron was conjunct my sun, which means that her Chiron is like in the same degree and sign as my sun. And I felt that so deeply. Her medicine for me was to fully step into my sun and shine brighter, celebrate my life more, celebrate myself more, celebrate my creations more, celebrate my business more, celebrate my partner, my family, my friends. Like, there's this big piece of celebration that she activated inside of me. And it was all in Leo, conjunct my sun. Like, it's all about celebration. And that was her biggest medicine that our mentorship brought out in me. And this is really powerful when you know your mentor's natal chart. You can actually put it on top of yours and you can see how that mentor is going to activate you. Every single person that I've invested in, I checked their natal chart before. And I saw, how are they going to activate my chart? How are they going to activate my life? How are they going to help me? Even the midwives that I chose to help me give birth to my babes, I looked at their chart. At least the sun sign, if I don't know their exact birth time, at least I look at the main planets that you can find out if you just know the birthday. Because when you understand how people are activating you, and what they're activating inside of you, you can have deeper relationships with them and you can really make the best out of that relationship and don't have expectations for them to be a certain way or showing up a certain way or meeting a certain need inside of you if they're not activating that need. That creates space for a different person to come in and activate that need. Powerful stuff, right? Number four. Fourth thing that happens when we are in alignment with our natal chart. And that is reclamation of power. I feel so much more powerful since I know my natal chart. When I first learned about astrology, like, it's going to be 10 years ago now, when I first looked into my natal chart, and I used Coffee Astrology and then astro.com and slowly, you know, got fully into it and I dove deep and got certified with the American Federation of Astrologers, wrote 2 exams, 8-hour-long exams in the library. I was like, if I'm going to do this shit, I'm going to do it right, for real, full on. So, and I also asked my spirit guides and I was like, is this for real? Like, I don't want to teach something that is not helpful for people. I don't want to teach something that is a lie, obviously. And I got the message that yes, it is. And I got also the message that there's more to it than we know as humans at this point. And so that was also interesting because that makes me dive deeper and deeper and deeper into it, knowing that there is always more to explore. And this is the fun part about this too, that there's always more to explore. So there's always another level of power that you're reclaiming. There's always another level of self-knowledge that you're gaining when you look into your natal chart. Even after 10 years of me studying astrology intensively, I still find new aspects in my chart and look at it from a new perspective and a new angle that makes me realize, wow, that's why this is happening. That's why I'm feeling this way. Okay, how can I work with this now? How can I make this work to my advantage? And for the highest good of all. And this is reclamation of power. So when I'm even in an argument with a person, or even in my partnership, in my marriage, it has helped me so much understanding what my love language is, my Venus, how I express my anger, my Mars, how I communicate, my Mercury, what brings me joy, my Sun, what do I need to feel safe and vulnerable, my Moon. Like, it's been so helpful to understand these pieces inside of me. And you may think, oh, I know that even beside, like, why do I need something outside of myself telling me who I am? That's not what I'm saying. We all have the 12 archetypes within us. It's on a spectrum. But when you know your natal chart and the way that these archetypes are aligned within your unique code, you understand how you can work with these archetypes to help you. Rather than trying to fight against the stream, you're using the current, the cosmic current, to actually help you get where you need to go or where you want to go. So that takes me to the fifth thing that happens when we are in alignment with our natal chart. And that is deeper love and compassion with ourselves and with others. And being in flow. Because another piece, when we are aware of our natal chart, we also understand the seasons that we're in. We understand when we're in a Saturn return. We understand when we are, what the new moon activates in our chart, what the full moon is bringing up, where the first quarter moon challenge is going to be, where Mercury retrograde is moving through. Right? Happy Mercury retrograde, by the way. Today it starts. Mercury going through Taurus. So, and when you know where Taurus is on your chart, you understand, okay, so these are the pieces that I'm here to rewrite, retell, reanalyze, realign in my life. This is where I'm meant to switch from this left brain into my right brain and being more intuitive in my communication in that area in my life. Bam. I mean, how powerful is that? How much can you be in flow when you understand the seasons that you're in and how that activates you personally? Because it's one thing to know about, solar eclipse. Also, happy solar eclipse today. Solar eclipse in Aries. Oh, that's great. But what do I do with that? What do I do with that? What does that mean for me? And that's what I help my clients with, is to see in their chart, where is that solar eclipse in Aries landing in my chart, in what area? And where's that huge new beginning starting? This new seed, that big seed that is being planted here in a solar eclipse. And before that can be planted, a lot of the stuff is first being digged out deeply. And solar eclipses dig deep holes into the area so that it creates space and we really let go of the things that no longer serve us in that area so that we have the space to create this new beginning. And when you know that, anything that is happening in your life will make sense, will have meaning. You give it meaning. You create the meaning for it. You create the magic for it. And when things are happening that are challenging, you're able to overcome it with more ease and flow. And when things are happening that are blissful, you're able to celebrate them even more and receive them more fully. Because you understand where you're at in your season, and that you are a part of the big cosmos. You are a part of God and Goddess. You are a goddess and God yourself. You are a multidimensional being, and you've chosen to incarnate into this third reality and this third dimension with this particular natal chart, your code. Because it assists you in your soul mission for this lifetime. And that makes you a star. That makes you the hero of your life's journey that makes you the main character of your life's movie. And at the same time, you understand not everything is on your own shoulders. Not everything is up to you to make happen. But rather you can lean onto the cosmos, onto the divine, onto your spirit team to help you beyond the veil, beyond the physical realm, beyond the 3D realm, to assist you. And astrology, the meaning of the stars, helps you to know the cosmic waves and helps you to know how you can work with those so that they guide you towards where you are called to be in this lifetime. These are the five things. What happens when we are in alignment with our birth chart? Radical self-acceptance. Deeper mission and purpose in life. Meaningful relationships. Reclamation of power. And deeper forgiveness and love for oneself, for where we're at, and for others and where they're at on their journey. So beautiful. Thank you so much for being here at the end of this episode with me and the end of the season as well. We're going to have, I think, one or two more episodes and then that's it. That was our season 7. And if this is something that you want to experience on your own, for those of you who haven't yet had the opportunity to have a source code session with me where we really dive into your source code and I channel whatever needs to come through in a moment for you that helps you wherever you're at right now, I want to offer you a special gift. As our Sacred Sister podcast listener, you get a discount when you use the code SACREDSIS. And you can go onto my Instagram at Hannalena Christensen and go into the link tree there, to my bio, the link in bio, and that's where you receive the link to the source code session, the source code mentorship session. It's 1 hour long, and use the code SACREDSIS and let's freaking dive deep. I love those sessions so much because people receive such deep aha moments and revelations and realizations that they've never received anywhere. I have people that have been studying astrology for years and they're like, wow, I've never looked at my chart in this way. I never understood it in this way. And it's really beautiful because I learned astrology the left brain way, read a bunch of books and learned it the official way of like being certified and all that. And a lot of my astrology knowledge actually comes from my Arcturian self in the 9th dimension. She's one of the beings that I'm channeling. Her name is Grace. And I'm receiving a lot of my wisdom in regards to astrology through her. So shout out to Grace. She's in every session. And yeah, she's coming through. And I have this basis of this foundation of the rules of astrology as it's made in the human world. Yeah, and you know, all the archetypes and what they mean and the aspects and all of that. And then additionally to that, I channel Grace and she comes through in ways that you will have never looked at your chart ever before. And she does that to myself too. And it's every single time it's like, I'm blown away. And every time something new comes up, so even if you've had a natal chart reading with me before, the next one is going to be different because we're going to look into something else, whatever is activated at this point, whatever you're ready to see. So, Sacred Sis is the code. Let's get together. Let's dive deep. And the fun part of that is, too, when we are going into the astrology, and this is where I come in with my longer containers with my clients, that's when I combine it with astral hypnosis, and we're actually going on to astral travels to how do you activate your Chiron on a deeper level? What does your Lilith stand for? How can you reclaim that power, the shame, from shame to power in your Lilith aspect? And we're actually going on an astral travel that activates that. So it's really fun to combine astrology with astral hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Yeah, this is it. This is it for me. Love you so much. And I'm excited to connect with you. And either way, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, beloved. If you found the ideas, concept, message, and mission to be in alignment with what you want to see and hear rippling throughout the collective, for heaven's sake, we invite you to be a part of that ripple creation and share it with your sacred sisters, brothers, and beings alike. You have no idea the impact a simple share can make in someone's day, in their life, in their growth.
Another way to share your support is by leaving us a rating or review on the app you're tuning into this from. If your Instagram feed is in need of more uplifting, conscious, spiritual content, follow us at Sacred Sister Podcast. So, with that being said, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you in the next episode. Namaste, beloved.
Bye.